January 12th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the purpose of my messages to the world is to expose evil and to reveal good, the path of righteousness. Once the soul knows this, the soul has the obligation to choose good over evil. These days, too many do not give heed to what path they are following. Their choices in thought, word, and deed are what pleases themselves with no regard for pleasing me. Every soul will be judged not on what they acquired in the world, possessions, status, or power, but on their efforts in obeying my commandments. My commandments never condoned sex for pleasure only, but sex for procreation between a husband and wife. I never said I would create life in the womb that you could destroy according to a free will choice. The whole issue of respect for life carries with it the obligation to avoid war and terrorism. The direction man chooses to take determines not only his eternity, but the future of the world. Reading these messages requires two things: a change in personal lifestyle in an effort to come closer to me, and a duty to propagate these messages. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.